Sandoval's attorney and family confirmed the ex-senator's death on Saturday, calling him the center of the Sandoval family. The Democrat resigned his Senate seat on January 1st, 3 months after federal agents raided his offices and home. Sandoval pleaded guilty to corruption charges related to red light cameras shortly after stepping down. He had been cooperating with the Fed since last fall. In a court filing just before Thanksgiving, prosecutors said Sandoval had provided valuable information and expected him to continue cooperating for several more months. But Sandoval was already sick with COVID at that point. The Democrat had a reputation as a brash dealmaker and proud Mexican-American. He was 56. I'm Hannah Meisel.